Good morning and thanks for joining me. This is Ben with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. In our short Bible studies this week, we're talking about being prepared for Jesus to come back. Yesterday, we talked about Jesus telling us to stay awake because no one knows when he'll return. Today, as we continue reading in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus will tell us to be ready. You know, there are some things in life that we need to be ready for, even if we don't know exactly when they'll happen. A couple who are expecting a baby usually don't know exactly which day the baby will be born. But if they're wise, they'll get ready ahead of time. They'll get the nursery ready. They'll pack a bag for the hospital. So even though they don't know the day or the hour, they will be prepared for the sudden arrival of their baby. In our reading this morning in Matthew chapter 24, verses 43 through 51, Jesus uses two examples of people who wished they were ready. Picking up in verse 42 to get the context, we read, "Therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed,' and begins to beat his fellow servants, and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and in an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." If you knew someone was coming to break into your house, you'd make preparations and be on the alert, right? You wouldn't sleep through it. Jesus is giving us advance notice. He will be coming back. For those who are prepared for his coming, it will be a moment of joy. But for those who are unprepared, they'll wish they had gotten ready. They'll regret wasting their lives being spiritually asleep. What about you and what about me? We need to make sure we are living for the Lord so we'll be ready when he comes. Jesus also uses the example of the owner of a house who leaves his servant in charge while the homeowner is absent. The servant knows his master's coming back, even though he doesn't know exactly when. A wise servant continuously does the will of his master so that at the moment his master returns, he will reward his servant. On the other hand, a wicked servant uses the absence of his master to abuse his position for his own gratification and enjoyment. He beats his fellow servants and wastes his time. Instead of working to please his master, he indulges his own desires. And on the day his master comes back, when the wicked servant is not ready, the master will cast that servant out into punishment. I think all of us would like to think that we'd be like the wise servant, responsible and reliable, even when our master isn't around. But that's harder than it sounds. How are we doing? Are we acting more like the wicked servant, living for ourselves, mistreating people around us, focused primarily on our own pleasure? Or are we living lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord? Just like the expectant mother, or the homeowner expecting a break-in, or the servant anticipating the return of his master, we need to start getting ready now. When he comes, it will be too late. Be ready. Thanks so much for listening today. We would love to study God's Word with you in a free personal Bible study, and we'd love for you to visit us at our assemblies. We meet for services at 18111 Townsend Ford Road in Athens, Alabama. Just turn north on 7 Mile Post Road and drive a couple miles, and you'll see the church building on your left. We're also currently streaming our services on our Facebook page for the Oakland Church of Christ. Thanks for spending a few minutes in God's Word with me this morning. Let's make sure we're ready for Jesus' return.